this is Jackie Rom, and welcome to my podcast.
Hi everyone, it's coming up to the festive season, and I came across some really interesting information that I thought would be fun for the holiday season. So, this is 50 words that sound dirty but actually aren't. So let's go forward to the first. So sometimes I have trouble in actually pronouncing them. It is a holy hole. If you read this, it says as a hole, then think again. A holy hole is pronounced a holy holy and is the name of a species of a Hawaiian flagtail fish native to Central Pacific. A lot of these words you'll find that I think we've never heard before. So I'm kind of picking. I'm not going to give you all 50 of them. And I'm kind of picking the ones. So here we go again. Askashite. Askashite is a rare mineral used commercially as the ore of arsenic, copper and mercury. It takes its name from the village of Aktash in eastern Russia and was first discovered in 1968. Aktashite. So I won't be very good at pronouncing all of these, but there are some funny ones. So here we go. Here's another one. Booby Yeller. I'll say it again, just in case you didn't hear. It's called Booby Yeller. As well as being the name of a former shipping port in northern Tasmania, Booby Yeller is also an Aborigine name for the wattle bird, one of the family of honey eaters native to much of Australia. Well, who's ever heard of a Booby Yeller? So if any Australians out there kind of know that word, that would just send me a comment. I found that there are some words that make me laugh because they're not used in England, but they're used all the time in America. So if somebody says that they've got a fanny pack on, well, every British person will just laugh because it doesn't mean the same thing. Just look up what fanny means in the UK because it's funny. So we have another one here. It's called a bum bailiff. A bum bailiff. In the Dictionary of the English Language in 1755, Samuel Johnson described a bum bailiff as a bailiff of the meanest kind, and in particular, one that is employed in arrests. So that's a bum bailiff. Not heard of that one. Well, I've not heard of any of these. This one really sounds wrong, but the meaning doesn't. So this is a bum fiddler. I'll say that again. A bum fiddler. To bum fiddle means to pollute or spoil something, in particular by scribbling or drawing on a document to make it invalid. A bum fiddler is somebody who does precisely that. So I was thinking about how would you use these words, and how would you use bum fiddler? And you all know I'm an author, so I'm going to keep these words because to see if I can just kind of pop them in conversation. So the bum fiddler ruined my divorce papers. There, that can be it. So here we go. A bummalo, and this one is spelled B-U-M-M-A-L-O. Bummalo, like the a-hole. No, it wasn't a-hole, wasn't it? A-holey-holey. The bummalo is another tropical fish. In this case, a Southeast Asian lizard fish, when listed on Indian menus. It goes by the slightly more appetizing name of Bombay duck. A tropical fish goes by the name of Bombay duck. That's very, very strange. Okay, I like this one. This is a clatterfart. Actually, that one kind of rolls around the lips. So, a clatterfart. According to a Tudor dictionary published in 1552, a clatterfart is someone who will disclose like secret. But actually, it doesn't say that because it's in Old English. But I think it says will disclose a secret. So, in other words, it's a gossip or blabbermouth. So, I think we should bring some of these words back. Clatterfart. Okay, here we go with another one. Cockapert. Cockapert is an Elizabethan name for a saucy fellow, according to the Oxford Dictionary, but it can also be used as an adjective meaning impudent or smart alecky. So you are being a real cockapert today. There we go, there's a sentence. So, a cockbell can be a small handbell, a type of wildflower that grows in the spring, and an old English dialect word for an icicle. So a cockbell is an icicle. Who would have thought? Oh, it derived from coq, the French word for seashell. I'm not sure I pronounced that right. Okay, so a cockchafer. The cockchafer is a large beetle native to Europe and Western Asia. The origin of its name is a mystery, but one theory claims the beetles are so characteristically aggressive that they can be made to fight one another like cockerels. So that's a cockchafer. I'm really trying not to laugh here because some of these are very funny. So this next one is a dick-dick. Dick-dick. Standing little more than a foot tall at the shoulder, the dick-dick is one of the smallest antelopes in all of Africa. Their name is apparently an imitation of their alarm call. That's a dick-dick. Okay, let's see what this is then. So this is the fanny blower. Fanny blower. According to one 19th century glossary for industrial slang, a fanny blower or fanner was used in the scissor grinding industry and comprised a wheel with vanes fixed with rotating shaft, enclosed in a case of or chamber to create a blast of air. In other words, a fanny blower is a fan. And now we have a fartlek. A fartlek is a form of athletic training in which intervals of intensive and much less strenuous exercises are alternated in one long continuous workout. It literally means speed play in Swedish. Fartlek. So here we have a gull groper. Gull groper. To grope a gull is an old Tudor English expression meaning to take advantage of someone or to swindle an unsuspecting victim, and a gull groper does just that. Now I think I know this one. Haboob. Taking its name from an Arabic word meaning blustering or blowing, a haboob is a dry wind that blows across the deserts. Haboobs are typically caused by the collapse of a cold front of air which blasts dust and sediment. Actually, a haboob, that's not what I thought. Oh, I like this word. This is one I can get my tongue around. The hump and scrump. What a great word. Try saying it after me. Hump and scrump. The Oxford English Dictionary calls a hump and scrump a musical instrument of rude construction. Alongside other humstrum celestinet and wind brooch, it was originally another name for the hurdy-gurdy. So, and hump and scrump. Okay, so jaculate. Jaculation is the art of throwing or jostling something around, while to jaculate means to rush or jump forward with something suddenly. Oh, I wonder how many of you can add jaculate into your everyday sentence. So here we have the knobstick. Yes, that's what I said, a knobstick. As well as being an old nickname for a walking stick or truncheon, knobstick is an old 19th century slang word for a workman who breaks a strike. Okay, here's a knobstick. I quite like that. I think I might actually add that to my vocabulary. Lobcocked. Lobcocked. Lobcock is an old Tudor word for an idiot or an unsophisticated clownish bumpkin. Lobcocked is an equally ancient objective word meaning boorish or naive. I like that word, bumpkin. Okay, we have a knickerpecker. Knickerpecker. Knickerpecker is an old English dialect name for a European green woodpecker, the largest woodpecker native to Great Britain. In this context, knicker is probably the derivative of nick, meaning a small cut or scratch. Oh, a nobber. Have you ever heard of a nobber? Because I haven't. So in early 19th century English, boxers were named nobbers. When they say boxers, people that box. A name apparently derived from the early use of nobber as a slang term for a punch or blow to the head. A nobber. So the next word I have is nodgecock. Nodgecock. Nodgecock, like lobcock, is another Tudor word for a fool or simpleton. There you go. That was very simply. So a pack-a-poo. Pack-a-poo, spelled P-A-K-A-poo, P-O-O. Pack-a-poo is a 19th century Australian word for a lottery or raffle. It apparently derives from the Cantonese phrase, I'm frightened I'm going to get this really wrong. Bark, garp, pew. Literally meaning white pigeon ticket. So I'm sorry, apologise to anybody that speaks Cantonese because that probably wasn't very good. So let's see if I can get this. Peniaphobia. Peniaphobia. P-E-N-I-A-P-H-O-P-A. Peniaphobia. Definitely not what it sounds like. Peniaphobia is actually the fear of poverty. Oh, haven't we all got that? So, a penis stone. Penis stone is how it's spelled. P-E-N-I-S-T-O-N-E. But it's actually pronounced Peniston. It's the name of a picturesque market in a Yorkshire town. And it was given its name to both a type of coarse wool fabric and a type of locally produced sandstone. Oh, it's Peniston. Not penis stone, Peniston. So, yeah, I didn't read that right. The next one is Pershitty. Pershitty, spelled P-E-R-C-S-H-I-T-T-I-E. The Scots word Pershitty means prim or overly meticulous. It's one of a family of late 18th, early 19th century Scots words of similar meaning, which is including perskitty. I don't know. Those words just went over my head. So here we go with pisasphalt. P-I-S-S-A-S-P-H-A-L-T. Pisasphalt is a thick semi-liquid formed of bitumen, similar to tar. The first part of the name is the Greek word for pitch, which is pissa. Here we go. Punga. P-O-O-N-G-A. Punga oil is obtained from the seeds of the Indian beech tree. Pongamia. You know what's really interesting is we have no idea about these words. These are words that are British, English, most of them. And still, we don't use them in everyday language. And they sound funny and we don't know them. So I'm finding that quite interesting. So a sackbutt, S-A-C-K hyphen B-U-T-T, sackbutt, is an early Renaissance brass instrument similar to a trombone, spelt with two T's. A sackbutt is also a wine barrel. I would never have known. Okay, so let's see if I can actually say this right. Sexageism. The objective sexagesimal means relating to the number 60, while anything that precedes sexagesimally, oh dear, that was said really bad, hold on, sexagesimally does so in 60 minutes at a time. A sexagesim ultimately is 1/60th of something. Well, that's definitely not used, is it? Sex angle, S-E-X-A-N-G-L-E, two words we know, but put them together. Both sex angle and the equally indelicate sexicon are simply 17th century names for what is otherwise known as a hexagon, a plane's geometrical shape with six sides. The prefix sexa is derived from the Latin word for six. Interesting. Okay, so sex foiled, this is S-E-X-F-O-I-L-E-D, Dating back to the Middle Ages, foil is an old-fashioned name for a leaf or petal, which is retained by the name of the plants, like the bird's foot trefoil, a type of clover, and the creeping cynic foil, a low-growing weed of the rose family. A sex foil is ultimately a six-leaf plant or flower. Well, what a simple answer. Oh gosh, here we go. A shitter, S-H-I-T-T-A-H. The shitter is a type of, yeah, I can hear you laughing already and saying, I know what a shitter is. No, a shitter is a type of acacia tree native to Arabia and Northeast Africa, and is mentioned in the Old Testament book of Isaiah as one of the trees that God will plant in the wilderness of Israel, along with the cedar pine and myrtle. Its name was adopted into English from Hebrew in the early Middle Ages, but it can probably be traced all the way back to Egyptian word for a thorn tree, a shitter. Here we go with a skiddycock. Skiddycock has hyphenated, S-K-I-D-D-Y hyphen C-O-C-K. Billcock, Brook Ousel, Oarcock, Velvet Runner Grey Skit, and Skiddycock are all English names for the water rail, a small and notoriously elusive wading bird found in the wetlands of Europe, Asia, and North Africa. The name Skiddycock is thought to be derived from skit, the 17th word to mean act shyly, but it could have been derived from an even older 15th century word, skitter, meaning to produce watery excrement. Well, how lovely. Okay, a slagger. Slagger, S-L-A-G-G-E-R. In 19th century English, a slagger was a workman in a blast furnace. And next we have the tease hole, which is hyphenated, T-E-A-S-E hyphen hole, tease hole. Same with furnaces, a tease hole is simply the opening in a glassmaker's furnace through which the fuel is added. That's a tease hole. And now we have the tetherdick. Actually, it's not actually, I think there's a, it's different. Hold on, tetheradick. Tetheradick, T-E-T-H-E-R-A-D-I-C-K. Tetheradick. Sheep farmers in some rural parts of Britain once had their own traditional counting systems, many of which are particularly ancient and predate the Norman and Anglo-Saxon invasion of England. Most of these counting systems vanished during the Industrial Revolution, but several remain in use locally and have become fossilised in local rhymes, saying and folk songs. Tether was an old late druistic name for a number 3, while Dick was the number 10. So Tether Dick ultimately was the count of 13. So Tether a Dick is just the count of 13. Well, don't forget to use that one, guys. So we have a titbore. So a titbore is a 17th century Scots name for a game of peekaboo. It was also once called hitty titty as well. Incidentally, hide and go seek. So titbore is peekaboo. Well, fascinating. So we only have two left. A tit tyrant. The tit tyrants are a family of 8 species of flycatcher native to the Andes Mountains and the westmost rainforest of South America. One of the species, an ash-breasted tit tyrant, you try saying that, is one of the world's most endangered birds, with fewer than 1,000 individuals left in a remote high altitude in Peru or Bolivia. So a tit tyrant. And our last one, wanker pin.
Wankerpin, Wankipin. So a wankerpin, or water chicuapin, is another name for the American lotus, a flowering plant native to Central American wetlands. The lotus was apparently introduced to what is now the southern United States by native tribes, who would use the plant's tubers and seeds, known as alligator corn, as a source of food. So, guys, I actually picked about 40 of them, and I just want to thank you for listening to my fun chat about words that sound naughty or dirty but aren't. And I really hope that some of you managed to get them into sentences over this holiday season. And if you do, please message me and tell me what your sentence is, or just put some of these in sentences and send to me. Let's get some of these words back on normal use. Thank you for listening, and have a lovely holiday season. And let's welcome in 2023.